بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يحكي عن ربه تبارك وتعالى قال: أذنب عبد ذنبا فقال اللهم اغفر لي ذنبي، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى: أذنب عبدي ذنبا فعلم أن له ربا يغفر الذنوب ويأخذ بالذنب، ثم عاد فأذنب فقال: أي ربي اغفر لي ذنبي، فقال تبارك وتعالى: أذنب عبدي ذنبا فعلم أن له ربا يغفر الذنوب ويأخذ بالذنب، ثم عاد فأذنب فقال: أي ربي اغفر لي ذنبي، فقال تبارك وتعالى: أذنب عبدي ذنبا فعلم أن له ربا يغفر الذنوب ويأخذ بالذنب، قد غفرت لعبدي فليفعل ما شاء، متفق عليه. قوله تعالى: فليفعل ما شاء، أي ما دام يفعل هكذا يذنب ويتوب أغفر له، فإن التوبة تهدم ما قبلها. In this hadith Qudsi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that my servant or a servant of mine has committed a sin. So a servant committed a sin, and then he said, O Allah, forgive me my sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter says that my servant committed a sin and he knew that he has a Rabb who forgives sins and who also punishes because of sins. Then this person, after making this dua and asking Allah for forgiveness, he goes and he repeats and he commits a sin again. And then he says again, O Allah, forgive me my sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my servant committed a sin. He knows that he has a Rabb who is prepared to forgive, who forgives sins and who takes a person to task for sins. The person then commits the sin again. And he says, O Allah, forgive me my sin. Allah ta'ala says, my servant has committed a sin. He knows he's got a Rabb who forgives sins and who punishes this because of the sin. I have forgiven my servant. فَلْيَفْعَلْ مَا شَاءَ He may now do as he likes. The explanation of this hadith is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us his abounding mercy and his quality of being ghafar, ghafar al-dhunub. Allah ta'ala mentioned in the Quran about ghafir dhanb, he is ghafar, most forgiving. Allah loves to forgive. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ Allah is the one who accepts the tawbah, repentance of his slaves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons sins. The meaning of this hadith then, that this person committed a sin, he turned to Allah ta'ala, he asked Allah ta'ala for forgiveness genuinely, sincerely. He fulfilled the conditions of tawbah, which we discussed in the chapter on tawbah. He was ashamed of having committed the sin. He abandoned that sin. He promised Allah he won't make the sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that my servant has turned to me. He knows that he's got a Rabb to turn to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made it such that when we commit a sin, then we've got no exit out of that sin. And there's no way of repaying for that sin. There's no way of making amends. No. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ And turn to your Allah. Allah wants us to turn to Him. So Allah is narrating this to us, that the servant committed the sin. He made tawbah. But then again, he slipped into the sin again. He became overwhelmed. He committed the sin. The same thing transpired second time and the third time. By Allah Ta'ala saying that I have forgiven him. Now he may do as he wishes. Allama Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayh and the ulama have explained, this does not mean an open license or in any way or permission for him to sin. No. What it means, as long as he commits a sin and he genuinely makes tawbah and istighfar completely, sincerely, tawbatan nasuha, Allah is still prepared to forgive him. Yuznibu, he commits sins. Wayatubu, he seeks forgiveness. Allah says, Aghfiru lahu, I will forgive him the sin. Remember, because tawbah wipes out the sin that he committed previously. This is the effect of tawbah. that when a person commits a sin and he makes sincere tawbah, that sin is completely wiped out. It is obliterated. So what does this hadith mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us the importance of promptly making tawbah after committing a sin. And these words of tawbah should not just be mere lip service and just something we just say, Allah forgive me. It should be something that a person should say from the bottom of his heart. He should make a firm commitment, a firm resolution, beg Allah, and yes, if he slips again, he returns to the sin again, then make tawbah again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us his tolerance, his forbearance, his quality of forgiveness. It's no matter how many times my servant made that sin, but because he knew he's got a Rabb who is prepared to forgive and he turned to me, and he knows I will punish him if he does not make tawbah, Allah says, I have forgiven him. So Allama Nawawi rahmatullah explained very clearly that as long as this person commits a sin, but then he turns to Allah ta'ala, he makes tawbah, then I am still prepared to forgive him. This indicates the honor, the love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for those who turn to him, those who make tawbah. May Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq of making tawbah. This hadith in itself again gives us great hopes of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.